This week on Texans Huddle.
The players understood what we're trying to do on defense.
Here comes Watt. Watt with a sack. Back at the 15-yard line. It's second of the game.
You know, we hold ourselves to high expectations. And, you know, for us to be playing at this level that we're playing at now, you know, it's almost like, I don't want to say finally, but, it's just how we expect ourselves to play.
I have a great amount of respect for Drew and what he does.
Muchas gracias, Yay Yay Watts.
Texans Huddle is presented by Houston Community College. Start here, go anywhere. By M&G Bank, the A Bank. And by Texas Lottery. Play the Houston Texans scratch off today for a chance to win big. Now, here's your host, Patty Smith.
Hi, everyone, and welcome into this week's edition of Texans Huddle. It was the big matchup against the all-powerful Saints offense and the Houston Texans defense. Well, the Houston Texans came out on top 24-6 over the Saints, stringing together their fourth consecutive victory. Let's check out all the highlights and reaction in this week's Texans Rewind.
Cutting the momentum of their longest winning streak in 3 years, the Texans are in the thick of the playoff hunt, tied for first in the division as well.
For the fourth consecutive game, the Texans defense stepped up big. J.J. Watt notched 2 sacks on the day, giving him the NFL lead in that category. And for the first time in a decade, the New Orleans Saints finished a game without scoring a touchdown.
Brees talking to his teammates at the line. Gets the snap. Brees, a little play fake. Here comes Watt. Watt with a sack. Back at the 15-yard line. His second of the game.
That's a very high-powered offense with a very good quarterback, very good coaching staff. So I think it's a credit to our coaches for a good game plan. I think it's a credit to our guys for executing it. It's everybody doing their job, everybody up front on the back end, executing their assignment, knowing what they're supposed to do, and doing it very well. I think we did a great job of that today.
Brian Hoyer completed his first 11 passes before being intercepted by Jarius Byrd, but went on to complete a solid day, going 21 of 27, including a 10-yard toss to Ryan Griffin and a shovel pass for a touchdown to Cecil Shorts.
Brian in a short shotgun gets the snap, has time, looking. Hoyer's got to get rid of it. Hoyer dancing around. Hoyer throws to the right. It's Griffin at the 5. Griffin to the end zone. Touchdown. 10-yard touchdown pass from Brian Hoyer to Ryan Griffin. Shorts to the left. Hoyer flips the ball to Shorts, running to the right side. Shorts to the goal line. Shorts, he's in. Touchdown, Houston.
A lot of times, you know, people ask the question, why aren't you starting fast? But sometimes the plays just don't work. You know, the defense makes a good play. So I think today, you know, we start off with a long run for a first down. Then we get moving, you know, get a few no-huddle plays. And then really the second drive, we hit a few big passes. And I think, you know, it's just good when you get that rhythm. And we have to do a better job of continuing to do what we did today and really start fast and get those positive plays. And then, you know, when you do get to third down, it's 3rd and 2, 3rd and 4. It's not, you know, 3rd and 8. 3rd and 10. It's tough to convert in this league when it's that down the distance.
An 8-yard touchdown run by Alfred Blue extended Houston's lead to 21-6 in the third.
First to goal at the 8. Hoyer hands off to Blue. Over the 5 left side. Plowing his way to the goal line. He's in. Touchdown, Alfred Blue. 8-yard run.
It was a great play call by the coach. It opened up the O-line, did a great job blocking it. It kind of opened up. I had to apologize to Hop running into his back, but down there you got to do what you got to do to get across that goal line.
Kareem Jackson returned to action after missing 4 games with an ankle injury and provided us with our HCC play of the week with interception off Drew Brees at the goal line.
Brees shotgun, no back, 2nd and 10 at the Houston 16. Brees picks up the snap, throws to the end zone, and it's intercepted. Kareem Jackson, welcome back. He's up across the 10, 15, 20, 30. Jackson on the move, the 40, the 45, and down at the 48-yard line. Golston with the tackle and Kareem with the pick.
The players have really understood what we're trying to do on defense. They've practiced very hard to get it right. I think it's a credit to the defensive coaching staff led by Romeo that he's been able to put these guys in positions to make plays and really mixed it up and kind of been what we want as a game plan type defense. And I think it's a credit to those two groups of guys, especially the players, though. The players have really risen up and you know, gotten back to a position now where they're playing really good defense. And again, like I said to Brian, it's got to continue.
All right, John Harris, 24-6 for the Houston Texans, and stringing together their fourth consecutive victory. But this one, we got to start with the defense who just came out strong from
John. Patty, I have a question for you. Drew Brees is a great quarterback, right?
Yes.
Probably going to be in the Hall of Fame at some point.
Yes.
Well, the noise in this town had been the Texans couldn't beat a team with a good quarterback. I think they did that today. Held the Saints to two field goals in that second quarter. I thought I got a little dicey there when he hit a 57-yarder. I thought, uh-oh, maybe they got a little magic. But the drive out of the third quarter on offense was tremendous. But then Kareem Jackson with the pick, and then obviously on downs later, was a tremendous play by J.J. Watt. There won't be a stat for it, but he saw what play was coming, and he jumped in front of Drew Brees, and that made Drew have to pull it down and look somewhere else. It's a tremendous performance by everybody on the defensive side. Another great team win, but the defense was outstanding.
And short of the one mistake, Brian Hoyer looked very comfortable out here in his return as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't know exactly what he was thinking on that throw. I guess he thought Jairus Bird was open. I don't know. But other than that, Brian Hoyer has a pretty good handle on this offense, and you can see it all day long.
All right, John Harris, thank you so much. All right, we have to take a time out here on the show, but don't go anywhere. When we come back, I'll be joined inside by the voice of the Texans, Mark Vandermeer, and we'll start looking forward to the Buffalo Bills. Stay with us.